And of course, and we still do, but it's stuff that won't hurt anybody now.
Yeah.
That they used. You gotta. I mean, you just can't grow it without pesticides. But they're not as strong. DDT, now they took that away because that killed the birds or their eggs and stuff, so they don't use that anymore. But you don't know what other countries use, see, so that's the whole thing here.
Have you seen did you see a lot of change in regulation as
yes.
you were going through your farming? How did things progress? Like, how did it change?
Well, they let you know. Well, they just worked on it, these scientists, whatever. And as they picked up on what it was, that it wasn't good for it, they just kept till they shut it off. Companies just couldn't have those pesticides anymore. And you just went with whatever they told you to go with. That's like stuff for the milk. Now, there's a shot that you give a cow. It doesn't hurt anybody, but they give more milk. Well, people don't want that in the milk. So they're trying to get them to get away from it. Well, some of them get a little greedy. These big farms, and they shoot them with this stuff. It won't hurt you. I mean, it just makes the cow give more milk. And my nephew used it for a little while. And then he said it was too much of a pain. He just didn't monkey with it anymore. But see, that stuff, people don't want it in their milk, regardless whether it's, would hurt you or not. But raw milk is the best anyway. No, but yeah, you just went with it as it changed, and so that's how I can explain it. I did on the pesticides and stuff.
Were there any politics involved with running your farm, like competing with other small farms or with ones, or how did that work? I mean, what was that like?
Well, one farmer was always trying to outdo the other one. Mm-hmm. We had that. So then if you had a big tractor, well, he had to have a bigger one. And if you had 25 cows, he'd have 50 cows. And that's, but you just kept competing. And today we have, like maybe you know, we have a real big farm now. Sometimes 10,000 cows.
Wow.
So, and the small guy can't keep up with that. But we still have small guys, but it's hard for them. Things are so expensive now, and it really makes it hard for them. But,
was it difficult to constantly be keeping up with the new technology changes? Was it
not too bad? No, our milk prices couldn't compete with what they were making, and that's the trouble today. That your milk price is lower and your machinery part is so high that that's what hurts. One time there, as we farmed it, it was kind of, they were a little higher, but not much. But now they have such a big span that, for a little farmer it's really tough. And a lot of your big farmers now rent their machinery too, or lease it, I should say. And that was a, that's the whole problem right there, is that part of the machinery part of it. And, my nephew just bought a thing that picks up round bales,
mm-hmm.
$20,000 for it. And a brand new chopper, which he needs, which now he knows he's going to have it hired done, was $80,000. Tractor, $200,000 for some of the tractors. And so your milk price is not keeping up with them, and that's what hurts the small guy. That's big guy, he don't care. He just keeps buying, and bank, I guess, keeps giving him money, or they lease the tractors and stuff. Yeah.
Was there a time on your farm that you had hired help, or was it normally just you and your brother that were doing everything?
We hired the kids from town. Yeah, they worked for us in the summertime. Well, we had one kid or a few kids that worked year-round for us, but most of them just in the summertime. And it was nothing to get kids to come down, and always had a lot of good kids.
How many normally?
Oh, well, in the summertime, just one. Until our kids got big enough, and then so that they could do more. So then we didn't hire so many, but until our kids got big enough, then we hired outside kids to help them. They help weekends and stuff like that. But mostly I have just one for the summer. And anybody else that stopped in to want to work.
Did any of your kids really dig their heels in against going to do farm chores?
No.
No?
No. No. That's what they knew they had to do. I mean, they started little, and of course they were already playing in the barn anyway when they're little, so they fed calves and stuff like that. But yeah, they played all their stuff in school. They never took that away from them. You know, they played their sports and whatever they had to do in school, but no. No, they never got balky. You know, it was just, well, you didn't know no difference. That's the way you were brought up.
So can you tell me about how you met your wife?
Well, this is my second wife.
This is your second wife?
Yes.
Well, can you tell me about how you met her?
Well, we just met, didn't we? She did hear. Well, we just met. We won't go into details. But
okay.
My wife left, and so then I met her.
And now you do all your retirement traveling together?
Yep.
That's fun.
Yep. We're around each other 365 times a year, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, but we've had a good life. 44 years we've been married.
Wow, congratulations.
And we have, Rosita, how many kids do we have?
Seven.
Seven kids.
Daughter, cancer.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
And
And we have how many great grandchildren now?
We have 14 grandchildren and 10 great grandchildren.
So I had four and she had three.
Wow. That's great.
There they are.
Oh my goodness, that's great. Yeah, that's okay.
Now the one granddaughter, she's on TV. She went to New York after graduation, and she worked hard down there as a hostess in the restaurants and waited on tables. And then she got involved into some modeling, and she did commercials. And have you heard of the program on TV, Royal Pains?
Yeah.
She was in that for several years, and now she stars in NBC, The Night Shift.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of exciting and different.
Different.
You don't see much of her anymore.
She went to New York City and never come back. Liked it. Never. Just she just got her license. She didn't have it. Maybe two years now. Maybe she had it. And she went down there to be a model. Well, you know how that goes. And she did every job possible down there. She waited on table, bartender. She didn't care what she did.
She's 30. She's just turning 38.
Yeah. So she just got her license. Well, in fact, she just got married. And, nobody even knew about her. Did her mother know about it even?
Well, she had said that she wasn't planning a big wedding. She wanted to save her money, put it in the house, rather than to spend thousands of dollars for a wedding. And that's what she did. They had a civil ceremony down in New York City.
Very cool.
So she's had a, and we've had two boys in one in the Army, one in the Marines. Mm-hmm. One went to Iraq. Are they both? No, Josh
I mean
went to
grandsons.
Yeah, grandsons, I should say. One went to Iraq, and the other boy went to Afghanistan. I guess that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Marines.
Did you ever serve any time?
No.
No.
Only to the farm.
No, only to the farm.
No. I was kind of right in between there. I missed going into service. Like I said, I never left the farm. I think we did.
So So if you could have done any other job other than farming, what do you think you would have done? Like if you could have, if you would have picked another career, what would you think you would have done other than farming?
Construction.
Construction.
I like to love to run tractors and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really give it too much of a thought.
Do you have a favorite story from farming at all? Do you have like any really great memories of farming or anything really great happening?
No.
No?
I gotta say no, because it is every day is a great day. You're your own boss, but you gotta get the job done. So, yeah, every day is a great day on the farm. So, well, I shouldn't say that. Some days are bad, some are good, but you know, as a rule,
mm-hmm.
yeah, every day is a good day.
So your farm was in your family for a really long time. Do you think that it'll stay in your family? Do you think that after Matthew, there'll be another generation?
I don't know. He's too young to really say. You know, he only has one. He only has just the one boy, and he's got a girl too. But just so I don't know. I probably won't be around to see it because he's too little. But yeah. I don't know if it will or not. You never know.
Would you change anything about the farm that you had?
Would I change it?
Mm-hmm. Would you have changed anything?
No.
No?
No. Nothing to change.
So you talked about the changes in technology. Did the changes in technology help? Was it always helpful to get new technology, or were there some things that made things more difficult?
No, the technology was usually good. You know, it might be, yeah, because we went from milking cows by hand, which I didn't do, we didn't do, but we went to milk machines. Then we went to milking.
Can you tell about the milking part?
No, I haven't got that far yet. I'm working on that. I got trying to think of pipeline milking, where the milk went right from the cow right into the bulk tank.
What is that? How does that work? Can you try to explain it to me, please?
Oh, well, you put the milk machine on a cow, of course,
okay.
and the milk goes this. Do you know anything about milk machines at all?
No, explain it to me.
Oh, man.
Just simply.
Okay. Well, there's a motor that has air, and it pulsation goes on this milker,
mm-hmm.
and that goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make the cow let her milk down and she'll let her milk out. Milk goes from there into a line, which the line will suck it from there over and into the bulk tank, this big tank in the milk house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way I can. It used to be that way, but then it went into a pail, and then you dumped it into another pail, and then took it to the milk house and dumped it in.
Mm-hmm.
Because then as the technology comes along, it takes it right straight from the cow. Something like that is easier to show somebody. In fact, I don't even have a picture.
That's okay. I think I understand what you're saying.
Shut your thing off a minute. Just a second. I'm going to show you. Let me show you something. I think I got the right one. Yes. There's the way this one room schoolhouses used to be.
So is this what your school used to look like?
Well, no, because I went to the school in Trinidad, and that was a big school. Well, I call it a big school then, but you know, say you had 50 kids. I'm just guessing now, but that's the way the one room schoolhouse is, and this is the way the Army schools still are. Because I went to a Christmas. We went to a Christmas. Doings for the Amish, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when you walked in, it was just like going back in time.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah.
So your wife was mentioning something that Matthew has at his farm? Some technology that he has, or if you've mentioned it yet?
Oh, he has what I just showed you about
oh.
the milk. Only he milks, I think it's 8 or 9 cows at a time. And his milking powder is a little different, but that's for a big outfit, that one is. And that sucks it right into the tank, yeah. So that's about the same as, yeah. That's all I can explain.
That's fine. So you had that for milking, and then for crops, you said they went from horses, and then what did you have a lot of different kinds of tractors?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a, what you call an International Harvester, and a Ford, and a John Deere, and yeah. My dad had a 34 Farmall H, I'll call it. Then he got another one in 30, tractor was a 35. Same thing, only a little bit bigger. Then we had 4 tractors. We had 3 of them. And then we had, let's see what we have after that. Oh, we mostly had 4s. Then we went to John Deere. We had 2 John Deeres. Well, that's how we went up through. And then after we had corn planters went behind the horses. But then we had got so that we had corn planters built for tractors.
You had what built? What was the word? Corn?
Corn planters.
Corn planters, okay.
Yeah, that planted corn.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that. And same way with the mow machines, it was the same thing. We went from the horses to the... It got better, the technology did, so then you hooked it on a tractor and mm-hmm. went from there mowing. And putting hay in was the same thing. You had what you call a hay loader. You rolled the hay up in windrows, and then you picked it up and put it on a wagon, put it in loose. Well, then Taylor come along, and oh boy, that was a lot better.
Yeah.
So, and I can remember that as a kid first growing up. And, I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. So that's how the technology got better in that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And things went a lot faster then?
Oh, yeah, a lot faster, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we could get hand done in, well, sometimes a couple weeks we'd have hand all done. Oh, then when you got the hand done, between hand and the next hand, we'd go away for a week.
What would you do?
Well, I'd go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'd travel different places for a week. And then in the fall of the year, usually took a couple of few days off, and that's why it was good to be working with a brother, because, you know, then he would take time off doing it. And that's how things moved along. But that's about all I can tell you on the, like I've already told you, you know, things just kept getting better and better. Faster and faster.
So we're kind of getting closer to the end of the interview. Is there anything that you want to talk about specifically that we haven't covered yet? Anything you can think of that?
Not that I can think of.
Any great things that I should know about farming? And
well, I guess I've told you just about everything, you know, about farming that I can think of. Well, I can't think of it. Anything more that I can tell you.
How about family life on the farm? Anything more about that? Or being part of a community that was all... Was your community mostly farmers?
Yes, this was a big farm community then. There was a lot of farm. Sometimes you worked together with them and did a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Farming, exchange work. And that was fun. And... hard work, but fun.
Who was your biggest competition? Because I know you said that farms are always one-upping each other. Did you have, like, a rival, kind of, or was it just...
No, back then, that wasn't so much. Growing up, that wasn't so much. And they maybe wanted to have a few more horses than the others, mm-hmm. so I've been told. But, no, it was more... just working together and stuff like that. Yeah, they weren't too much competition. But as farming got better, and then you didn't work with anybody anymore, then that's when the competition really really push them along. But a lot of your old farmers, like Dean and I, were still stayed the same. And yeah, it was fun to go and eat at the places, and yeah, it was good. It's hard to put a handle on it. They're really a competition. Maybe they always told me maybe one guy would have a better team than the other. So of course, but outside of that, there was too much competition there. Just wanted to get the work done. That's what the farmers.
Were most of them dairy farms too?
Yes, in this area, it was all dairy farmers. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They worked hard and they played hard. So we had dances to go to. They had the granges and that. We had dances. Farming and all that, so yeah, the farmers. It was a very, very good life. I'd say I'd recommend it to anybody, but not anymore. No, but yeah, it was a very good life. I wouldn't trade it for a million bucks. I'd do it. If I could do it all over again, I'd do it. That's how much I liked it. And my brother did too. He went to he went to Syracuse University, I think 2 years. I think he got or did get in just a year. He didn't like it. So he came back on the farm. He was never going to be a farmer.
Really?
I'd like to hear what his interview is.
I think it'll be up on the website.
So he came back on the farm too. It's really hard to explain stuff. Because it's in your blood. It's the same as that. I don't know what you want to do, but when you get into it, if you really love it, you'll do it. And that's the way farming is. With any farmers now, not just me. If it's in the blood, and it's like a baseball player, it's in their blood, you've got to do it. And you put everything you have into it. Everything else kind of stands back. But you can't help it, You got to, it's just there. I liked it very much. So that's about all I can tell you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and your stories, and I really appreciate it.
I'll probably think a dozen things after you leave.
Probably. All right. Yeah.